few nights ago, some of us in this room attended a dinner in honor of Treasury Secretary William Simon. And at that dinner, a story was told about Secretary Simon and former Vice President and now Senator Hubert Humphrey, who, according to the anecdotist of the evening, had served with Secretary Simon in World War II in the Army, and they had been in Europe and were captured by the Germans and put into Stalag 18 or whatever it was. And after they'd been there a week, Humphrey had been there for a week and running around and dealing with the Germans, they took him to an interrogation room and seated him in a chair and put a bright light in his eyes and said, "So you are Hubert Humphrey. We have made ways to make you stop talking." My own methods are not as efficient as those of the Third Reich, but I will also try to invoke certain methods of holding the talk to its legal minimum, and we hope that we will therefore get out of this session roughly on time. I know I have to, because I've got a plane to catch, and I imagine some of the rest of you do as well. We are going to address a topic, I think, of utmost significance to the future of our free American institutions, the media. The preceding sessions have covered the presidency, the legislature, and the judiciary. Now we confront an extra-governmental but immensely influential component of the American political process, which not only reflects that process, but shapes it and interacts with it in many substantive ways. To deliver the principal paper in this session, we have a gentleman of impeccable credentials, both academically and journalistically. He is a graduate of Colgate University, where he was magna cum laude and Phi Beta Kappa. He attended the University of Edinburgh, where he took a first-class certificate in economics. He graduated from Harvard Law School. He is an author, a columnist, a lawyer, and also a publisher. His political experience includes service as administrative assistant to Representative Paul Fino of New York. He then became a special assistant to the Nixon campaign in 1968, served in the office of the Attorney General after that election. He left the government in 1970 to become a syndicated columnist for King Features, where he's been immensely successful. He is the editor and publisher of the American Political Report, which, for those of you who have not read it, is an excellent survey and summary of political developments. He is a columnist for TV Guide. He is the publisher of the Media Report. He has been media commentator for CBS. And perhaps he is best known for his books. The most famous is The Emerging Republican Majority, a landmark book in the study of American political demographics. And more recently, Mediocracy, a study of the impact of the media. And that brings us to his topic this afternoon, the media, the power, and the glory. It is my pleasure to introduce Mr. Kevin Phillips.